WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
This is a special report from ABC News. Hurricane Milton, I'm Sherry Preston. Tampa Mayor Jane Kester as the water moves in.
When high tide comes in, rivers are going to flood all over Hillsborough County, not just in the city of Tampa.
And high tide will be hitting shortly. Kester breathing a bit of a sigh of relief following Hurricane Milton's arrival.
One of the blessings for us is that we didn't see that predicted storm surge. So that was that saved a lot.
The storm making landfall about 8:30 last night in Siesta Key, south of Tampa. ABC's Jim Ryan's there.
With sustained winds of 120 miles per hour, the Category 3 Hurricane Milton is the strongest storm to hit the Florida Gulf Coast since 1921 and is the third named storm to hit the state this year. Hours before coming ashore, Milton spawned more than a dozen tornadoes across Florida. The sheriff in St. Lucie says there has been loss of life from the twisters.
This is ABC. Prosecutors in Los Angeles confirming they are considering possible charges against singer Marilyn Manson, facing allegations of sexual and physical assault.
At Marilyn Manson's concerts, protesters have been showing up angry that Manson, real name Brian Warner, has not been charged. But Los Angeles County DA George Gascon, who is in a tough re-election battle, said Wednesday evening his office is reviewing new leads and evidence against Manson, that senior staff members have met with alleged victims of Manson, and that prosecutors plan to decide soon whether charges will be filed against him. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Amazon is continuing to push into healthcare, announcing plans to open pharmacies in 20 U.S. cities in 2025 to allow same-day delivery of nearly half the country. The e-commerce giant says the expansion will help underserved communities. Amazon's expansion comes as other national pharmacy chains have been closing stores and pharmacies. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. All right, there's been some chatter about the economy and how it's getting a little stronger these days. Gasoline has just started to dip below $3 a gallon in much of the South and Midwest. It's just over $3 in Wisconsin. And its cost is nearing a three-year low nationally. Grocery prices that were spiking during the pandemic are not climbing in the same way, finally. Mortgage rates are down more than a percentage point from where they were recently. And the overall inflation rate has returned to normal levels. And that recent Fed rate cut is a sign that the government expects inflation to stay down. I love hearing about that Fed rate cut because it means that there's lower mortgage rates, there's lower car loan rates, and hopefully there's some lower credit card interest rates. Wahoo! For more Everyday Money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin wildlife officials are warning about a disease fatal to deer, commonly known as EHD. The Department of Natural Resources has confirmed cases in deer from Chippewa, Jackson, and Waukesha counties. EHD is spread by insects that bite. Humans can't get it. Anyone who sees a sick or dead deer is urged to contact the DNR. Wisconsin crews are standing by to help Florida recover from Hurricane Milton. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Power crews from Cedarburg, Oconomowoc, and Hartford are preparing to assist with recovery efforts. We Energies is also sending a team of over two dozen workers down to help restore power and mitigate the impact of the hurricane. To find out how you can help, visit civicmedia.us/help. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. It's the Bucks and the LA Lakers in a preseason matchup at Five Serve Forum in Milwaukee. The Bucks' new shooting guard, Gary Trent Jr., says he's okay after suffering a hyperextended elbow against Detroit. How's it going?
We've been pretty good, being proactive about getting back on the floor. We had a good practice today, and our goal is to continue to keep building through the preseason.
College football, the Badgers have their final practice before flying to New Jersey to take on Rutgers. Wisconsin is 3-2, Rutgers 4-1. 1-1. NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the Cardinals. The only player to miss practice, defensive tackle Devontae Wyatt with an ankle injury. Back at practice, wide receiver Romeo Doubs. Matt LaFleur on having to suspend Doubs last weekend.
You never want to get to that point. And that's why I think, you know, one thing that's so important for all of us involved is you got to communicate.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Just a couple more of these warm summer-like days with highs in the 70s to 80s. After that, fall temperatures will arrive, and they're going to stick around today. Sunshine 74, 53 tonight, 81 tomorrow. Some scattered sprinkles with highs in the 60s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Alexander Vindman, who played a big role in Donald Trump's first impeachment trial. Paul Noonan from Acme Packing Company and This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Well, good. I haven't even looked at the weather forecast for today, so I'm depending on you this morning.
You're depending on me?
I'm dependent this time. And, you know,
well,
we've been watching so much of this hurricane coverage.
Yeah.
That we're forgetting our own weather, and it's been so boring and so typical and so nice that it's hard to imagine that weather can be so devastating.
Yeah, it's cold out there this morning. I mean, it's pretty chilly.
A little brisk.
Yeah, 42 degrees to start things out. You notice, I did a little walk around my neighborhood yesterday afternoon, just meandering around.
Oh, yes.
Man, all the leaves are really starting to come down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't see any leaves on State Street.
I know. Well, we have the Professional Leaf Blowers Association to thank for
that. Because it's dark right now, John.
Oh, that's true. I can't really see the details, but...
But really, what you can see, I mean, it does look pretty clear of any debris on the sidewalk, what we can see.
You know, I've been seeing some of those steel ads, you know, the steel... You know, leaf blowers and lawnmowers, I thought, well, what is wrong with steel? They haven't come out with battery-operated devices yet. They're really falling behind. So all of a sudden, the ad campaign comes out. They have completely converted everything to battery.
No kidding.
Yeah, and they're beautiful-looking machines. And steel has always been one of the best...
High-quality
machines you can get.
So do you have a leaf blower?
I do. It's not a steal, obviously, but I've been watching the ads, and the only reason I brought it up is because we have our leaf blower guy out there, and he wears the backpack leaf blower, which is just fantastic. I had one, and it was just a little loud, and I decided not to use it anymore.
Well, I'll tell you what. If we see him coming out here in the next little while...
Tell him to get the battery-operated leaf blower. Okay. Could you go out there and tell him that?
I'll go out there and tell him.
Petition the city.
Okay.
Let's get everybody on batteries. We've got the buses on batteries. Yep. We've got garbage trucks on batteries.
Yep.
Let's go for the leaf blower guy. Okay. Let's help him out.
I'll see if we'll keep an eye out for him.
Save his hearing.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's 42 degrees. Let's check out the high temperature today. Time to get out our balls, our lottery balls.
You love to get your balls out, don't you?
Well, you know, who doesn't? Because we've got them, we might as well use them. They're bouncing around there.
Wow.
Let's see, the first ball is
going nuts here.
Seven. It's a seven. And the second ball says four. So 74.
Wow, 74.
Today.
That's pretty warm.
Lots of sunshine
starting
today.
Starting off such...
And not too breezy.
Well,
but
yeah.
It's going to be nice.
It's going to be a beautiful day.
Of course, everybody's focused on Hurricane Milton, which went through last night and now is leaving Florida. Just the tail end of it is on the east side. But there'll be a lot of cleanup to do, and 3 million people out of power.
That's outrageous, isn't it?
3 million.
3 million. Jeez. Wow.
And it didn't surge the way they thought. Mm-hmm. They were talking about these, you know, maybe 10, 15-foot surges, and even more. It didn't do that. It surprised them.
Why?
I haven't come up with an explanation yet, as far as I know, but there were only maybe 3 or 4 foot surges. But still, tons and tons of rain and wind, you know, 120-mile-an-hour winds coming on shore, and tornadoes, too. So there's a lot of debris, a lot more to debris, more debris to clean up there.
Yeah. Well, I think what we should do then is save a lot of the weather forecasts where they use the graphics and 20-foot sea levels.
In the studios.
Because those were so cool.
They were.
Great imagination.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's check the National Day calendar. It's the 10th day of October.
I can't wait.
I know. This month is flying by. It's almost a third over. Is it or is it not National Angel Food Cake Day? Is it National Cake Decorating Day? Is it National Devil's Food Cake Day? A lot of cakes.
Yeah, what?
National Handbag Day.
Yeah.
National Walk to a Park Day or National Metric Day? Which day does not belong?
Metric Day.
It is National Metric Day. Isn't that weird? We were just talking about this a couple days ago.
I thought you made it up.
Nope. Yeah. It is National Metric Day. Sam, would you care to guess what day it is not?
Not Devil's Food Cake Day?
You're right.
Just one too many cakes.
Yep. But it is National Angel Food Cake Day and National Cake Decorating Day.
That's great.
Who doesn't love angel food cake? I've never really taken to it. I don't like that consistency of a spongy.
You
have to fight it to bite it.
But it tastes good.
Thing. It does?
Yeah, it tastes great.
I like them. It was my grandma's favorite cake. So when I was young and we would go to her house, we'd always bring an angel food cake and snack on it there.
Well, what did you put anything on the cake?
We'd put whipped cream on it as a frosting, and then we'd eat it with like blueberries and strawberries.
Yeah, strawberries.
Well, angel food cake's been around since the late 19th century. Mm. Angel food cake was so named because of its lightness. It's said to be the food of the angels because of the light, airy consistency. And to make angel food cake, it requires whipping egg whites until they are stiff.
Mm-hmm.
Cream of tartar stabilizes the egg whites. Additional ingredients are then folded into the egg white mixture. Okay? That's enough.
It's white.
You seem a little bewildered by this process to make an angel food cake. Haven't you ever, done baking?
No.
You haven't whipped egg whites into a foam?
No. Have you?
Yes.
Really?
Dozens of times.
Yeah.
I mean, with the help of Betty Crocker or, you know, Duncan Hines.
But it magically happens? If you open the book, it magically happens?
No, the cake mix. That's the only kind of cake I would make. I wouldn't make anything from scratch. Jeez.
Well.
I didn't take home ec in high school. Did you do that?
Remember
there was a home ec in shop. And for most of the year you did. And this is what they did at my high school.
Yeah.
You did shop. If you were a guy, you were in shop class. Yep. If you were a girl, you were in home ec.
Yeah.
But then for 1 or 2 weeks, they would switch it. They would switch.
No.
They'd put the girls in shop class for a couple of weeks.
What a great idea.
And put guys in home ec.
Yeah.
And it was just, you know, they'd introduce us to sewing machines and stuff like that. How to make a pot holder. Mm-hmm. And,
feminize,
you know,
do
a little baking and stuff. I guess that was Wheaton Central High School's policy.
That was a great policy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was kind of
way
fun.
Back when?
Way back. It's also National Cake Decorating Day, so we know about cake decorating. It's, you know, what do you do with a cake? What do you do with it? You decorate it.
That's all there is to say about it,
I don't
right?
know what else to say, but this is kind of a weird one, the National Handbag Day. Why would we need a day for handbags? Because the National Handbag Association got it into the National Day calendar.
It's controversial, man carrying handbags.
Well, not only do handbags come in many shapes and sizes, John, they can be the size of an envelope or almost as large as an overnight bag.
Wow. Did not know that.
They're available in every imaginable color and design, from leopard and zebra prints to calfskin to rhinestones. Truly something for every taste and style. You know, I don't know. I don't see a lot of handbags being carried around here.
I don't either.
Are they kind of going out of style, or is it just a I think a lot of people carry
like small little backpacks that are the size of a handbag now.
Yeah. Well, call it what you will, the pocketbook, the clutch, the purse, the evening bag, the case, the pouch. You know, we salute the handbags today.
Yeah, my wife is looking at a handbag.
Really?
Really, a cool one, you know, where it straps to your leg, like a gun holster. It's really cool.
Why?
Yeah. Well, it combines the threat of having a gun with having just junk in your purse.
Yeah, I was going to say, does she carry or something?
No.
Okay.
We're thinking about it, though.
Thinking about it. Yeah, I think a lot of people are thinking about it. National Walk to a Park Day. That's today. When was the last time you walked to a park?
Well, it happens all the time. We have so many parks in this town.
We do. You get to feel the wind on your face and take in the fall weather and visit with the neighbors, play with your children, appreciate all the benefits of green spaces. And, you know, thankfully, Madison does have a lot of parks.
Yeah.
And we...
you can do that in your backyard,
too. We encourage
that. Just to help somebody out if they were confused.
Yes.
Well, maybe your backyard, but Gordy's backyard is like a parking lot.
It's all concrete. Yeah, when am I going to take down the gazebo? I don't know when I should do that. I get a little worried. They're talking about snow up north. Yeah. You know, it won't be too long. We'll get some around here.
Do you have a fire pit? You do have a fire pit.
I do have a fire pit. Yeah.
But you can't put that in the gazebo, but we could certainly watch the fire pit, get the heat from the fire pit, maybe melt the screen.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it in the gazebo. That would be a bad idea.
Yeah, that would.
Even I knew
that.
Well,
it's got a vent on the top.
It does, but yeah.
It's all screen.
Yeah, but it could get windy. You know, I don't know. It just doesn't seem safe. I wouldn't do it. I could.
It's not like the
John,
flames
why don't
are going to be.
You do it on your own time and see how it goes.
The flames aren't going to be 7 feet tall.
Well, it's not. I mean, it's big. It's probably not quite the size of this room. Okay?
You know, if somebody can text us and tell us whether this is a dangerous thing, dangerous use.
Sure.
Of a fire pit or
John,
not?
John, haven't
let
you ever
know.
Bought a tent and it has that big warning label, no flames in tent?
But that's a tent. We've got this is an airy, screened-in gazebo.
Yeah. Okay. Well, why don't you and Sam come over after the show and we'll check it out. And if you guys think it's okay, we'll fire up the fire pit and see what happens.
I'm with
But if it burns to a crisp, then you owe me a new gazebo tent.
You try it first and then we'll come over.
All right, it's National Metric Day, the metric system. We were just talking about this couple of days ago. Why? You know, remember there was a big push. We were going to switch over to metric, and then it didn't happen.
Yeah.
I mean, we tried, but it just didn't happen.
I have a recording of it. We listened to it after we got off the air.
Oh, really?
From that comedian that hosted Saturday Night Live. You know,
Nate Bergotsky.
He played George Washington, and he was telling the soldiers around him what he envisions for the country.
As the new leader,
he's across in Potomac, and he's saying, this is what's going to happen in our great country, and we'll have these measurements.
Right. Yeah, we got to pull that out.
We should play it, because it's Metric Day. Let's play that a little bit later.
We'll find it. We'll play it. Metric system uses decimals as a method of measuring mass, distance, and volume. Though Simon Stephen, a Flemish mathematician. Flemish? What is Flemish? Sam?
That's something in your throat.
I don't know.
That's something
Flemish.
He was always sick, that's why.
He was always coughing? he first suggested such a system in 1586. Wow.
Yeah.
So meters measure the length and kilograms measure mass and liters measures volume and, it goes on and on.
I was so relieved that we abandoned the idea of going to a metric system.
I know, it would have been crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. You know the story of, I forget what spacecraft it was, it might have been a satellite that got screwed up because there was one scientist on the project who used the U.S. system.
Yes. Yeah, it screwed everything up.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Okay, it is 6:18. We're just getting started on a Thursday morning back with John and Gordy Show. Just a moment.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually a really good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the Lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
Some group of kids from Stevens Point were using racial slurs against black and mixed race players on the Eau Claire North team. Let's go to Joe. What's he?
One of the things that makes this state great is the legacy of Vince Lombardi. He tells his players, you are all equal on my team. Vince Lombardi would never have tolerated that sort of behavior. And he's one of our heroes.
Joe, as you always do, you nailed it.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX. I had the pleasure of not playing this group.
Yeah.
You Van Halen? You don't like Van Halen?
No. Well, no.
No. No.
Not neither really. Of you. Wow.
Well, I thought Eddie Van Halen was fantastic. I mean, a real genius on guitar. Yeah. No question. Yeah. He was worth watching Van Halen. I mean, that was the best part, but didn't think much of David Lee Roth. And if you Google the interview of Dan Rather talking to Sammy Hagar, you know, because Sammy Hagar took over David Lee Roth went nuts and, you know, decided he didn't want to do it anymore. He
wanted to do Broadway, I think.
Yeah, some weird thing. you should listen to the interview with Sammy Hagar about talking about David Lee Roth and how crazy he was and how insane it was to be in Van Halen.
This is news to me. I just knew that my dad liked the band when he was a kid.
Well, their first albums, I mean, they had a hit machine going. Yeah, I mean, they were great. And again, Eddie Van Halen, just unbelievably wonderful on guitar. But yeah, it was a crazy.
They all went a little crazy. Huh?
Crazy times for them.
Wow.
So why did we play Van Halen today?
It's David Lee Roth's birthday today.
Oh, he's 70. He's 70 today. Wow.
Really?
I wonder if he's still jumping around.
He's a young
like
kid. Holy crap.
Is anyone younger than you a kid? Is Gordy a kid?
Everybody's a kid. Yeah. What else happened on this date, Sam?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Gordy.
That's what I'm here for.
Today in 1923, the very first U.S. airship, the USS Shenandoah, was christened. Can you imagine? Have you ever seen? Yeah. So like a Zeppelin? A blimp? Something like that?
It's a blimp.
Have either of you ever seen one? I've never actually seen one.
Yeah.
Well, they used to have the Goodyear blimps floated over football stadiums. Yeah, they used to come over by Notre Dame when I was there for a few years.
I had one over Camp Randall once.
Wow.
But I could be wrong. I have a weird fascination
with blimps.
Yeah?
Well, then MetLife had blimps for a while, too.
It's Snoopy. The insurance company?
What? Yes. Yes. Why do you have a fascination with blimps?
Yeah.
Well, just because they're so weird. It's like a giant balloon that you can, like, fly through the sky.
That seems wrong.
Yeah. It seems like it shouldn't work,
and
yet
it blew
it does.
Up into flames as well.
Yeah. That one, the Hindenburg.
Yep, well, right. If you ever want to see a lot of fun on a balloon like that, on a blimp, you should check out The Rocketeer.
The Rocketeer? What's that?
What's that? Yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of a superhero.
Yeah.
But they created a backpack, and he just flew with that backpack, and he was fighting Nazis on a blimp, wearing that backpack. Of course, there's a big flame out of that backpack, so it's not
a good idea.
Not conducive to be on a helium-filled balloon.
I'm looking on Google Images. This looks pretty cool.
It's cool.
Actually.
It is very cool. It was a comic. Here. It was a comic.
Okay,
but Disney put it out, and it was one of the great films that they put out. Just got lost in the mix.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The more you know.
What else happened on this date in history, Sam?
Let's see. Today, in 1933, PVC was patented.
PVC.
Yeah, initially, it was a byproduct of producing other early plastics, and everyone thought it was just garbage until they started finding uses for it. I think the first really big use was when they switched to vinyl records in the 1940s. But
okay.
And then this is what I'm guessing you wanted to get to. Today in 1973, Spiro Agnew, he resigned after he was kind of found out for evading his taxes.
Yes, he was taking a lot of money on the side. He was taking bribes. He was vice president there for a while for Nixon, through most of Nixon's first term. And he called the press, he didn't like the media at all. They hated the media back then, even. And he called them the nattering nabobs of negativity.
Gotta get that alliteration. Hey, Spiro.
By the way, we got a text.
Talking about my gazebo tent in the back.
Well, yeah, putting your fire pit in there. I think that'd be a great idea.
No,
you should try that and see what happens, do that?
No. I got a text here from Mary Lou and Al,
your neighbors.
Yeah. And they say, hey, Gordy, as your neighbor, we don't want you to burn down our block with the fire pit in there. In the gazebo, just saying. Thanks, Mary Lou and Al. Yeah, I should get a fire extinguisher just in case, because sometimes the fire pit, I don't have it inside the gazebo. I think that would be bad.
I thought I warned Mary Lou and Al that you were a danger to that neighborhood initially, so now you know what I'm talking about.
I take great care not to set the place on fire, although I do need
pretend,
a fire extinguisher.
You pretend, what? And by saying that, you pretend that you care.
I will. I'll tell you. I did think about putting the
fire pit. But you're reckless. You're a reckless individual.
I am.
And anything can happen.
Really?
That I just Mary Lou and Al.
Gordy, you're like Dennis the Menace.
Yes.
Am I really?
That's right. As soon as there isn't any adult supervision around, you will do whatever you want to do. And
well,
I
yesterday I took one of those plungers that we had and I threw it against the wall with my.
No.
Yeah.
Did you?
Well, right in here. And you guys said, oh, God, you almost broke the window.
Oh, yeah. The wall is the window.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not a good thing. We had those.
I'm not going to do that anymore.
We had the plungers on our faces back there. No one noticed.
Yeah, on the screen. Yeah,
well, you never
knows.
Mentioned it. We had it up there for the whole 2 hours of the show, and you never mentioned it once.
Yeah, back there. If you're watching on Facebook or YouTube or somewhere, X.
We were going to give them away, sign them, and see if anybody wanted to use them on their toilets.
Well,
with our signature on it.
We can't really do anything with them yet because they're for a future sponsor. There's a sponsor that we're talking to
possibly
about that.
All right.
So, yeah. So, but if we do that, well, yeah, we might have plungers to give away. I think that'd be good.
Yeah.
Put our faces on them. Why not? Put the call letters on.
You know, I'm looking through X here, and there's this video of this mom sitting on the bed with her little tiny baby. And he's sitting up there, you know. And then she shows the baby her breast.
Oh.
And the baby just stretches out his arms, and he's, waiting to go.
He's hungry, probably.
Feed. Yeah.
Why are you bringing this up?
I just thought it was funny, I would assume it's typical of any man, any boy.
Okay.
It was just,
well, thanks for sharing.
I shouldn't have shared that.
A little odd.
But it's a weird thing to talk about.
Don't know why that
well,
came
hey, you
into
know, we
your
talk,
mind.
Hey,
talk
we
about
touch
plungers,
on subjects here on this program.
Yeah.
That no one else would ever think of talking
there's
about.
There's a reason.
And there's a reason.
Because it's part of our world, and we,
we have to live in it.
Yes, we do. This portion of the
I retweeted it, so, have at it.
Okay.
It's cute.
All right. We're coming right back with Idiocracy on the John and Gordy Show.
Yes, we are.
Right here. Right where you are, right?
Yes, right.
Right
here. We're still sitting here.
We're still here.
We'll be here.
Thank you. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Commodity brokers are watching South America as they kick off their delayed planting season thanks to recent rains. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Wednesday morning. We'll talk about it next.
Whether you're in the market to buy or sell, count on Steffes Group for any and all of your equipment this harvest season. Thinking about retirement or a career change? Steffes Group can support your next steps with reliable auction services. Visit steffesgroup.com today to see a full list of upcoming auctions in your area or nationwide, or to contact your local representative. That's steffesgroup.com.
Brazil finally has moisture in the ground. Market advisor John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing says that means planting season can begin in earnest for our southern competitors.
Yeah, they're a couple weeks behind, but the bulk of their planting occurs, you know, here now within the next basically month. So if the weather forecasts improve, they'll continue to push the planters. It's an interesting, you know, here we want some moisture in the soil. Down there, they wait for the moisture before they push the planters forward. You know, we want things to dry out before producers start rolling in our area. So it's a different mentality just because of the extremeness of the weather and just how that country lays out in terms of its, you know, overall geography.
Market advisor John Heinberg from Total Farm Marketing in West Bend. He says the comfortable amount of moisture in South America is going to put pressure on U.S. trade. Don't go anywhere. We'll take a look at our morning commodity markets next.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Commodity prices are seeing a pop to kick off a Wednesday. From Chicago, December corn is up a penny and three quarters at 422 and a half. November soybeans are up a nickel and three quarters at 1022 a bushel. Cash wheat is up a nickel and a quarter at $6 a bushel. And July 2025 new crop wheat is up a nickel at 643 and a half. On the close yesterday from Chicago, cheese prices were down. Barrel cheese down a nickel and a quarter at $1.88, and the 40-pound block cheese closing down 2 cents at $1.92 and three quarters. But today, Class 3 milk prices are moving higher. Class 3 milk goes to make cheese. The November contract is up 11 cents at $21.24 a hundredweight, and December Class 3 milk is up 13 cents at $20.78. That's your market update on a Wednesday morning. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Just a couple more of these warm summer-like days with highs in the 70s to 80s. After that, fall temperatures will arrive, and they're going to stick around today. Sunshine 74, 53 tonight, 81 tomorrow. Some scattered sprinkles with highs in the 60s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Listen, saving a lot on a comfortable mattress with a lifetime comfort guarantee is easy. Why? Because we make our mattresses right at the store. Yeah, we cut out the middleman and voila, you got it. We pass the savings directly on to you every day. So hurry in today to your local Verlo, for there are no middleman markups. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Chihuahua.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsin native writer-director Steve Burrows, who makes our popcorn pick of the week, UP comedian Jessica Phillips, and Oswang director Barry Polterman.
Nightlight with Chihuahua, weeknights from 6 till 8.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Thank you. Good morning. 92.7 WMDX, it's the John and Gordy Show for a Thursday morning, 6:34. Sunshine today, high near 74. Right now it's a chilly 42 degrees. Before we get to Idiocracy, let me just mention that this portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
I'm glad we had Mark to straighten us out on the Zeppelins and blimps. Zeppelins have a rigid internal framework. Blimps don't.
Okay, that's the difference.
And the Rocketeer battled a Nazi on a Zeppelin.
Okay.
Just to straighten that out and check that movie out if you can.
We got some other text there.
We got a picture of McDonald's clown. And
Ronald McDonald.
And it's a combo meal at McDonald's is now more expensive than Truth Social stock.
Boy, that stock is not doing well lately.
No, I think that's kind of makeup you should wear now if you are a stock owner.
And another text here.
Yes, the Hindenburg blew up because it was filled with hydrogen.
Okay, yes. Thank you again,
Mark. What about the golden plungers that somebody sent us?
We mentioned plungers.
Isn't that gorgeous?
Yeah, that people have sent us a picture of
I feel like
all kinds of plungers decorated.
Our plunger's not up to that standard.
No?
Yes. It's an amazing
picture. It's a Mardi Gras thing, apparently.
Golden plungers.
By the way, now that we're talking about, the texting and all that, check out the Civic Media app and text us there. It's the simplest way to contact us and give us a message.
That app is free. You can just download it and use it right away.
Yes. I don't know what I said a blimp was filled with. What did I say?
I don't think you said.
Did
a
I
blimp?
Say? Hydrogen? I don't believe
either hydrogen
I said.
Or helium. Helium doesn't combust.
All right.
So they switched over to helium probably after.
Yeah, it's also a lot harder to get and it's more expensive, so they don't really make them anymore.
I was listening to Pete Schwabe.
Right.
And he got a call from Sherry, and he didn't say it was Sherry from HorrorCon, but he got a call from Sherry. It was just a fantastic phone call. She was talking about her favorite movie.
Did she talk about how she sends emojis of eggplants out
she
to everybody?
No, she did not say that.
Sherry
doesn't
send us eggplants. Everyone else sends us eggplants. Sherry always sends us something wholesome, like a coffee mug.
Yeah, good morning.
Dancing in the morning. Yeah. Yeah.
It is always wholesome, and I can understand why.
Okay.
Because we need a little wholesomeness on this program.
We sure do.
It
need
is
a
the
lot.
Family show.
Again, it is. Yes.
We try.
We fail.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to something. We're talking about the metric system. What is it?
Yes.
Metric day today?
It is metric day today.
All right.
Yeah. We salute the metric system, even though we don't use it here
well,
in America.
There's a reason why
Not
we don't
much.
Use it, okay? And we,
why
fo-
is
we found out from George Washington.
On Saturday Night Live?
Yes.
Nate Bergotsky?
Yes, yes. He plays George Washington crossing the Potomac, and he's talking to his soldiers around him, telling him what a great country it's going to be and what they're going to do in this great country.
Yeah.
And so let's play a little bit of that here.
Because we are free men, and we will be free to measure liquids in liters and milliliters, but not all liquids, only soda, wine, and alcohol.
Only those, sir.
Yes. Because for milk and paint, we will use gallons, pints, and quarts, God willing.
And how many liters are in a gallon, sir?
Nobody knows.
And, sir?
12 inches to a foot?
12 feet to a yard.
If it were only so simple. 3 feet to a yard.
And how many yards to a mile?
Nobody knows.
Okay, well, how many feet to a mile?
5,280, of course.
Of course.
It's a simple number that everyone will remember.
Let's confess, it feels a little complicated, sir. Why not use meters and kilometers?
We will soldier, but only in certain unpopular sports like track and swimming. For popular sports like football, we will use yards.
Football, sir?
Yes. It's a sport where you throw a ball with your hands.
So in football, there is no kicking?
There's a little kicking. You kick the ball to get points.
How many points, sir?
Sometimes one and sometimes three.
Very confused, sir.
Do not worry. For our new nation, we will have rulers with two sets of numbers. Inches on one side, centimeters on the other.
So we can see where they line up.
Yes, except that they don't line up and they never will.
Why?
Liberty, son, liberty.
Goes on and on.
God.
It's good.
He does his bit every time he's on the show.
Yes.
And yeah. I have a different one, the latest one. That was an older version.
Oh, yeah.
He just did it a couple of weeks ago or a week ago, and it was just as funny. And we could play that a little bit later or on another day because you can only handle just so much.
That's
of that.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but let's talk about Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
All right? Okay. Because they did something that I thought was I didn't agree with it at all.
Well, they're celebrating their 50th year.
Yeah.
50 years being on the air.
That's a long time. Is there some kind of special on for that 50-year?
Well, they're leading up to the night before the election, I think, or the weekend before the election.
Well, isn't there a film about Saturday Night Live? How it all started?
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, there's a new film called Saturday Night, and that's about leading up to the very first episode, the very first, when they debuted the whole series 50 years ago.
Do you remember where that appears?
I think it's a feature film.
Okay.
I'm not mistaken. Sam's doing the research right now.
Sam, could you
back
take
us
a
up
look?
On that? But,
yeah, just find
but
out.
Yeah, it's a feature-length film.
Well, they took a shot at the pop-up store Spirit Halloween. And it was a spoof commercial. It claimed, help us on the way for dead-end towns and struggling communities. I just thought that was taking a cheap shot, you know, for people to be able to at least work for maybe a couple of months at Spirit Halloween. Okay, I didn't see anything wrong with that.
This is from where?
This is from Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
This is, you know, they had it on. I watched it.
Oh, okay.
And I just thought, well, that's... Why do this? You know, I mean, they are filling up empty stores with Spirit Halloween stores.
Sure.
And they're hiring people, and they get to work for a few months. Why not? No big deal. Why take a shot at something like that? The fake commercial claimed Spirit Halloween provided vulnerable communities with the things they need most, with those things being wigs that give you a rash, single-use fog machines, and costumes of famous characters tweaked just enough to avoid a lawsuit. I do have a cut here. Why don't we just play a little sample of it? It's cut 46.
Times may be good on Wall Street, but on Main Street, communities are struggling. Closed stores, shuttered businesses, empty parking lots. When hard times hit, it's easy to feel like no one cares. But help is on the way. Because when others leave, we show up.
We don't see a dead-end town.
We don't see an abandoned Kmart.
We see a spirit. A Spirit Halloween.
Since 1983, Spirit Halloween has been helping our struggling communities by setting up shop in every vacant building in the country for 6 weeks and then bouncing.
And thanks to us, what used to be a condemned auto zone where a murder happened is once again a thriving business where a murder happens.
We're here, providing vulnerable communities with the things they need most. Wigs that give you a rash, single-use fog machines, and costumes of famous characters tweaked just enough to avoid a lawsuit.
There you go.
That's it.
Yeah. That's part of it. And it got worse and worse. And they took shots at these communities and the people that work at them. And it just seemed unfair.
Those stores kind of pop up, you know, right before Halloween and sell a lot of cheap merchandise that is left over from the last few years when they couldn't sell it.
Yeah.
Some of it coming from unknown destinations overseas.
Really?
With questionable safety standards.
So you've done
standards.
An investigative piece on this. Can you rerun that again for us all?
No.
It's that time of the season. Yeah.
They do have, I don't know if they have any around Madison, the Spirit of Halloween.
Yeah, they
have a franchise. Is this a franchise, I guess?
I don't know what you'd call it because they only appear for like a month or two every year.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do have them.
Okay.
I think I went there and got some makeup for my Doctor Strange costume.
Uh-huh. Are you going to dress up this year for Halloween?
What day
of the week is Halloween this year? Let's look at the calendar.
October 31st is a Thursday. It is 3 weeks away from today.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off.
I don't think it works that way.
It's not an official
holiday.
We'll have to try to get that done here at the station.
Let's dress up the studio, you know, for Halloween. Get some cobwebs in here.
The only way I would dress up is if my wife forced me to dress up again.
Okay.
Oh, come
As she does every time I dress up for Halloween.
All right. We'll talk to Anne then. We'll get her to
work on a costume. Her on board.
Yeah, we'll get her in on this.
You can't stop this. Yeah.
Oh, I hope to. I hope to. Although, you know, I had that very simple onesie costume that I could wear. That was the simplest thing. Just you know, zip up front, and I'm Spider-Man.
I'm Spider-Man. Yeah, you look just like him too.
Well, they sold the jammies in adult sizes, and I thought, well, this is kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, I saw.
Why
the picture.
Would I think that?
Yeah, I don't know, because you're into Spider-Man.
But why would I want a onesie? You know, I don't sleep that well. I don't wear much when I sleep.
Okay.
Okay. So onesie, a nice warm, hot onesie.
That Saturday Night Live movie, by the way, it's called Saturday Night, and it premieres tomorrow. There's a preview screenings tonight in town, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be at the theaters this weekend, then.
Yes, it will be.
All right. What theaters?
The top two listed on Google are the AMC in Fitchburg and Flicks Brewhouse out on the east side.
Oh, okay. It's
so
not even
probably
at Marcus.
A couple places.
Okay.
It could be at Marcus.
Well, it could be.
Yeah.
And we'll check that out.
Yeah.
I think it's mainly about Lorne Michaels. I mean, it kind of centers around him as the main character, how he put it all together, the very first show.
Well, that's got to be crazy, right? I mean, they're going to take shots at Lorne Michaels, who has been incredibly successful. You know, he's made some very tough, difficult decisions and painted as the villain many, many times because of those decisions.
Right.
And here he is. I mean, he has catapulted so many people into movies, into the media.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable.
Superstars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I see he really believed in Pete Davidson.
He did.
I think that guy is one of the great comedians.
He's very funny.
Yeah, he really is. Self-destructive, but great comedian. Didn't he play the king of Staten Island, I believe?
I think that
was the title of the movie.
Yeah.
By the way, that movie is really, really good.
Yeah.
Very funny.
It kind of came and went.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he doesn't have the star power to make that thing hang around a long time.
Yeah.
But if you have a chance to see that, check it out. It's really good.
Yeah. Interesting guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting character.
Yeah.
Comedic character.
Yes. He's very funny.
Oh, here we have another cartoon.
We've got some more texts coming in.
Let me go back. We have an eggplant playing ping pong.
Eggplant emoji?
Now, you love ping pong.
I do.
That looks just like you before you shaved your mustache.
Maybe that's a message to me that I should get a ping pong table.
I saw another ping pong table on the side of the road.
Did you? I
thought about telling you about it. Yeah.
Man.
Oh.
Because I got the basement pretty well set for it.
Oh, man.
Well, that would have been perfect. You should have called him, and then you guys could have gone over there to pick it up.
Well, usually ping pong tables are laying on the side of the road for a good reason, that they've been beat up and partied on, and, you know, and then they break. People dance on them.
It's a table?
Yes.
I mean, what can you do to a tabletop?
Well, they're made out of particle board, and they break easy.
Oh, do they really?
If you're dancing around on them or partying on them and, you know, having fun. Hey, it is 6:48, and coming up right around the corner, more to Idiocracy. Do we have that? What else do we have?
We have more
stuff
coming up. We do. We do.
All right. Good enough. Nick Ramos will be our guest in our next hour from the Wisconsin democracy campaign.
We got a lot of things to talk about with him.
Yes, we do. Special event coming up, too. 6:49, back with more of the John and Gordy Show on 92.7 WMDX. What do we see?
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Happy birthday to the Overture Center for the Arts in Madison. 20 years ago, Overture opened to the public in part thanks to a $205 million donation from Jerry Fauci, a local philanthropist. It's still the single largest support for the arts in American history. Chief Artistic Experience Officer Tim Sowers has been there for almost all of it, including its growth to 7 state-of-the-art performance spaces.
I've been here 16 of the 20, and it's been really fun watching the organization and the center grow and, you know, getting top-notch talent every year. And it really brings artists from around the world to Madison and then all the local artists that we support.
Reinvesting in the infrastructure of the Overture is next with the capital campaign about to get underway. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great... Not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Take this crazy pad, man. It's a mad pad.
92.7 WMDX, the John and Gordy Show.
6:51, this portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger, or dream better and sleep bigger, or just sleep until you wake up. On a handcrafted, locally made mattress, you can find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com. That's verlo.com.
All right.
John?
Well, I got a few stories here that I haven't gotten to in a little while.
Well, why don't we get to them right now?
I want to just bring them out and shine a little light on them, okay? Because, you know, we never really play a lot of Tim Walz, but now we get a chance to. Tim Walz pushed back against Fox News host Shannon Bream after she distorted the abortion laws in the state, and that is cut 38. And this is a fun little cut to listen to. So check it out.
But I want to clarify what the law is there in Minnesota. Abortion Finder, a website that helps women find access, says abortion is legal throughout pregnancy in Minnesota. There is no ban or limit on abortion in Minnesota based on how far along in a pregnancy you are. You signed the bill that makes it legal through all 9 months. There's not a single limit through 9 months of pregnancy. Roe had a trimester framework that did have limits through the pregnancy. The Minnesota law does not have that.
This puts the decision with the woman and her health care providers. The situation we have is when you don't have the ability of health care providers to provide that, that's where you end up with a situation like Amanda Zaworski in Texas, where they are afraid to do what's necessary. This doesn't change anything. It puts the decision back on to the woman, to the physicians, and we know that this is simply something to be brought up to be very clear. Donald Trump's asking for a nationwide abortion ban.
He has said repeatedly that he will not sign a national abortion ban. Are you calling that just, it's a flat-out lie?
Yes, of course. And Senator Vance has in the past said so, too. Now, look, they may see this as an election issue. We see it as a right of women to make their own bodily decisions. And that's what the states like my state have the ability to put that in. They want the restoration of Roe versus Wade. Vice President Harris said she would sign it. That's what we'll do when we're elected.
But to be clear, the Minnesota law right is far beyond Roe v. Wade. And about the Amber Thurman case in Georgia, her family has, and it's tragic, she is a young mother who left behind a young son. But what her family has said is it was a complication from an abortion pill that she received, and she didn't get proper care when she went to a Georgia hospital, which had multiple opportunities to intervene there. Her own attorney, the family's attorney, says it wasn't the Georgia law, it was the hospital's. What he claims is malpractice, not treating her when she clearly showed up in distress and still had the byproducts of her pregnancy because of that rare complication from the abortion pill. So just to be clear on the Georgia law and how her family and her attorney sees it.
These are the situations you're going to get into when you take this decision and put it in the hands of politicians like Donald Trump rather than women and their doctors. We trust women, we trust doctors, and we know the outcomes of that are better.
That's right. And and the attorneys, of course, are going to go after the hospital because they certainly can't go after the government or dispute the law that's in place that discourages doctors from carrying out their duties. And the doctors, of course, were afraid to do anything because they could be locked up and fined and lose their careers.
Absolutely.
So that's why. So they're not going to sue the government, going to sue the hospital. And that's a smart thing for them to do. But again, this is what happens, as Wall says, when government steps in and makes a decision that doesn't make any sense at all. I also have something here.
Sam, wait.
What?
Do you have something to add to that?
Well, I was just going to say, it always confuses me. I'm trying to think of a better word. It just like blows me away when people on the right wing will say that women go until the eighth or ninth month and then choose to get an abortion. Like, who would want that? Like, what would be the point of that? Are they doing that for fun? Is it entertaining to them? The only reason that that would ever happen is for some reason that you did not foresee and did not want to happen. And that's why it is legal up through all 9 months in states like Minnesota.
Well, that would be the best explanation. In fact, I was going to bring that up as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's something they always bring up. Well, there's no end to this. I mean, you don't have any limits. They could provide an abortion at any time, and it's untrue. It doesn't happen. Doctors have a Hippocratic oath that they have to maintain. They have to at least carry that out, and they're not going to kill babies or provide an abortion just on a whim. They're not. It doesn't happen. It never has happened. Yeah. That's why putting any kind of limit on when you can have an abortion creates laws and rules and regulations that will scare doctors away in those last months where there is something tragically happening that they have to take care of.
Right, or that the woman's life is in danger because of something that comes up in the eighth month or the ninth
month. I wish Democrats would put this to words and say that, and that's why it's open-ended.
Yeah.
Because it provides at least some medical coverage where doctors can make that decision and the mother can make that decision. It's so easily explained, and yet Democrats avoid that issue completely and say, well, there are limits, and blah, blah. You know, they create word salads where they don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's get to Eric Hovde. He doesn't like having kids on a parent's health care plan. This is cut 44. Now let's check this out. He oddly thinks people should be able to keep insurance their whole life as well. So
I hate to break it to you, but we're out of time, John.
Oh, no. This is such an important cut. I can't believe it. This would have this would have been the definitive argument. Oh, well.
Well, let me tell you. We can hold this over, and we can get it into our next hour.
All right.
Is that okay with you?
All right.
Yeah,
all
you're
right.
Gonna go, are you going?
All right. I won't walk this morning.
Okay. Coming up right around the corner, Terry Bell will inform us what the big story of the day is. Also, Brittany Merlot on the latest on the hurricane in Florida, Hurricane Milton. It's all that and more coming up on the John and Gordy Show, 92.7 WMDX.
As we were saying, it's the John and Gordy Show.
It's the John and Gordy Show. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we welcome state archaeologist Amy Rosebro to the program as she explains history being brought up from the lakes in Madison. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.